Reductions in state funding have forced school districts across North Carolina to cut millions from their budgets. Durham Public Schools is planning to cut more than 90 positions at the end of the month. Parents, employees, and activists are questioning the district's decision to cut employees closer to the classroom while leaving in place administrative positions. Jess Clark has this report.
When Jessica Simo entered her son in kindergarten in Durham Public Schools, she began to suspect he may be on the autism spectrum. But Simo says it took a year to get a positive autism diagnosis because school therapists failed to see the signs.
I can assure you those teachers and therapists that have been working with him did not have the knowledge that they needed to understand that he had autism spectrum disorder, and they still struggle with his behavior.
That's Simo telling her story during the Durham School Board's public hearing on the district's proposed budget cuts. Simo was one of several parents who urged the board not to cut its only autism specialist. Sheila Kenny also has a child with autism in Durham schools.
This is not a position that we as a district can afford to eliminate. And indeed, the district needs to grow the position.
The autism specialist is one of about 90 positions Durham has put on the chopping block. District officials say the main reason they've cut back is that since 2008, the state has provided less and less funding for teachers, teacher assistants, and administrators. Board member Natalie Beyer says Durham has been dipping into its own local savings to cover the cost.
This is what this budget reflects. We've been able to protect and dig into our piggy bank, and our piggy bank is run dry.
The bulk of the centralized cuts come from sites that have a direct educational impact.
Alex Modestu is a data analyst with the education policy nonprofit Best NC. He told the board he thinks they're cutting the wrong positions. He notes the district plans to axe a successful teacher mentoring program, dozens of teacher assistants, and the autism specialist while leaving in place administrative positions and many office assistants.
It's true what they're saying, that we probably need more money to support our students. I just am worried that if we don't also look at making sure we spend the money in the best ways possible, then we're doing a disservice to our kids. Even if we asked for $500 million instead of $400 million.
Two representatives from the Durham Association of Educators had similar concerns. But Durham Superintendent Bert Lohm says the district did consider carefully when making its proposed cuts.
It was always done in terms of the function and the need and the ability to continue the service even after those 91 people are no longer working for us.
Still, board members say there's no question the cuts will be felt in the classroom. Board member Minnie Fort Brown urged the board to pass a resolution demanding more money from state lawmakers.
What would it mean to have a five-star, world-class district? What do you need? What does it take? And each year we get crumbs. We keep getting crumbs, and you keep saying, okay, we can stretch it with this. Now we're asking two people to do the work of three.
The board plans to vote on the budget next week. In the meantime, board members expressed interest in asking for an extra $1 million from Durham County commissioners in order to save some of the services. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.